You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
After 1 week, the Ribono Shel Olam finally made him convinced to go and save Am Yisrael. The first thing he does, what did he do? No, before it. He went to his father-in-law. What was his name?
Yitro.
And he asked for permission. They call it a jazeh. So now he received a very puzzling thing. Why he has any obligation to go to Yitro and ask for permission to leave?
He was working for him.
Fine. You know, he said, I'm not working anymore. I have a better boss. He pays me more.
Kafzechut.
Yeah. What kafzechut?
He gave him his daughter. He put him up. He's in his house.
Is that good? He gave him his daughter?
Huh?
Is it good?
I
don't know, son. So now here we see a very interesting thing. Right, Tosan Usha has to mention that he had to go and ask permission to get a visa from his father-in-law. He could have just go home and say, Mr. Yitro, I have good news for you. I have been appointed as a leader of the Jews. And then he would tell his wife, what was his name? What was her name?
Sipora.
To pack their suitcases, and then they will leave. But here we see a very interesting thing. If Yitro would say, no, how can I find a replacement for you? I'm going to miss you. I cannot let my daughter go. Would he go? Would Moshe go? No. He would not go? If Yitro would say no, would he go or not?
Yes.
He would go?
Yes.
He would not go. Well, here we see that the manner comes first. So that's why he's mentioned in the Torah. There was no need to be mentioned in the Torah. So here we learn, even though the Ribono Shel Olam told them that you are my messenger to go and save Am Yisrael, if his father-in-law would reject and would not let him, he would not go. And now, when he's just about to leave, what did he tell him? Yitro, what did he tell Moshe? No, he gave him a blessing. What did he say? Lech? Leshalom. Don't lech? Leshalom. Now Gemara discusses his matter. Gemara Berachot. He said that Avshalom, when he left, he was told lech beshalom. So then he never came back. So now here, Gemara.
Avshalom was after.
Yes, yes. Now, the point about it here is why Gemara discusses his matter. Yitro told Moshe, lech leshalom. He succeeded. He had haslacha. When Avshalom was told, lech beshalom, then he never came back. That's it. It was the end of his life. So what does that mean? Is it not good enough that Hashem told Moshe to go? What does it matter? Yitro says, lech leshalom or lech beshalom? Does it matter?
No. Yes.
No, it doesn't matter. Hashem is telling you, when Hashem is telling you, he's giving you bracha. He says, you are my mamur, messenger. So what does it matter, whoever, whatever you want to say, say. No?
Yes.
Hashem is telling you, go do something for me.
Yes.
Would anything go wrong?
No.
Here the Gemara says, yes. So that means if Yitro, instead of saying lech leshalom, it would say in a negative way, that is lech beshalom, chas v'shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would never come back. You see, Every word that you say, even though that Ribono Sholem already gave you a blessing, you're my messenger, you going to save Am Yisrael, such a big mitzvah. But it still depends who is going to give you blessing or the other way around. And sometimes we even don't think twice. We say, okay, he said something. What does it matter? Or whatever he wants to say, let him say. See, it's not so. And more so, whatever you say about yourself, whatever you say about yourself, no, it's not going to happen, forget it, it's gone, it's destroyed. Chassid Shalom. So here we see the difference between Lech Leshalom or Lech Beshalom. Even though the Ribono Sholam has guaranteed, but it still makes a lot of difference. Why? Because every word that Yehudi brings out of his mouth, he can make such an effect and impact in Shamayim. Hashem is like, you know, always give blessing and hear blessing without a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.